Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas on this great May 29th, 2016, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Happy Memorial Day to the people in the United States of America. My sweetheart brother, Your Highness, Your Majesty, how is it important to be still before the Almighty?
It's very important. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that the I am God within you is recognized and only can be recognized as you be still. When you rip and run and all the time doing this and that, you're not being still to the Almighty God within you, the Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. Right, my loving brother?
You're right, sweetheart. That, you hit it right on the top.
That Jesus Christ within you,
yes.
You got to love it. You got to energize it. That's what energizes your body. As you be still and tell that God within you, I love you, Jesus. Dear Jesus, I love you. I love you. I praise you. And then you can even praise the Son of God. You know you got to get him a little bit.
Oh, of course.
God, Jesus, I love you, God, Jesus. As you praise that, that energizes your body. That brings to life your body. That gives you life. You know, in the scriptures, my brother's a scripture master. He said, depart from me because of what, my brother?
A lack of inner quiet, which is also known in the English, lack of iniquity.
Yeah.
Iniquity in the original is iniquitia. Iniquitia, which means lack of
inner stillness
of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. He said, depart from me because you have lack of inner quietness with the Holy Spirit or with the God within or with,
yes,
Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He said, I don't know you. Now,
right.
Jesus said, I don't know you because you haven't been in contact with that God within you. And you can only get in contact is through the stillness of being still and praising and worshiping that God within you and praising and worship God Jesus. You've got to be still. As you be still, your body feels the energy, the tingling energy, that omnipresent force flowing all through your body, making you young. It's transforming your skin. It's transforming all your organs. It's transforming all your brain cells. It's helping your memory bank to come back together. You know, people are forgetting. Be still, and then as you be still, my loving brothers and sisters, all your memory starts to come back. It's a process. You got to be still every day. Every day you should spend at least 15 minutes. Come on, my brother. You can at least give 15 minutes, you know, of being still to the Almighty God Jesus,
right,
and to the God Jesus within you. Be still and know that I am God. You know, you got to be still because you going on this journey. How can you go on a journey when you rip and run? A lot of ministers rip and run. Very guilty.
Right.
Very guilty. Because you're ripping and running. You think you're serving Jesus, you're going to say, I don't know you. Ripping, running. Ripping, you thinking you're doing something for God, Jesus. You're not. First of all, you got to get yourself together. That's the first law in anything. You got to get yourself together. How can you help anybody else when you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost? How can you help anybody else when you can't heal anybody? How can you help anybody else when you don't have the knowledge and the wisdom of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit? How can you help? You can't help anybody. First, you got to get yourself together. And that's due only being still and knowing that I am God. Come on, my brothers and sisters. You can do it. Everybody can do it. You know, it's a lot of the old generations here. They're 60 or 50. They're retired stuff. You should definitely be still.
Amen.
You know what that can do? You can transform your body. You maybe have an operation. Do you know if you be still and praise it, you don't have to have that operation? Do
That's
you know
right.
it can be healed?
Yes, yes.
Do you
Amen.
Know your bones can be healed? Do you know it's been many cases of that they start the operation and say, oh, you got a new knee. Oh, you got a new arm. And one time somebody was praising. And what happened? They had a steel,
Gloria. Yes.
Something in their forearm.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the table, and they had a new forearm.
Yes.
Now Jesus could do anything. Can you believe that? It was on the that metal, whatever it was on the table, And Jesus has made him a new forearm. As you praise the Holy Spirit, you don't have to have the operations. As you praise the Holy Spirit, you can be in life with energy that will heal your body for whatever disease you may
have. Amen. That's right.
You know,
right.
When you get something, you can praise through praise, love, and gratitude.
Yes.
You can praise that out through the power of the Holy Ghost. See, that's a power. And you want the Holy Ghost? You praise the God Jesus. He gives you the Holy Ghost. Once you get the Holy Ghost, you start praising the Holy Ghost. And then the Holy Ghost makes itself alive in you, and it entangles your body with life. It gives you energy. It heals your body where it needs healing. I don't care what you need healed. Like I said, the memory break, whatever in your, if you have some broken bones, if you have to get an operation somewhere, whatever, it can heal. Jesus can heal. He's still in the healing business. Even though he's not physically on earth, he can come and touch you and heal you. He can heal you. The Holy Spirit
Amen.
Can heal you. It can heal you, my brothers and sisters. It is a healing force. It is a healing energy that can come and heal you. As you say what you need, thank you, Jesus, I need healing. Praise to that Holy Spirit. Praise to Jesus. You can
Praise.
Get your healing. The healing will come.
Lord,
have the faith.
Ding, don't he, don't.
Have the faith, my loving brothers and sisters. The faith of healing, like my brother and I. The faith of healing, like my loving brother said. You can do it. You have the power. Jesus, baby.
That's right, sweetheart. You heard it live. You're hearing it live here at Son of God University as we are celebrating the glory of Christmas Day, the glory of Memorial Day for the soldiers that gave their lives in the United States of America.
Praise God, Jesus.
We praise you, God, Jesus, and we give thanks to all the servicemen who have served. And I myself am a war veteran. I feel honored that it's my day. And I'm alive, but we honor those who gave their lives for the sake of the nation. Look at the power of Jesus. May you enjoy this program as we are here live, Son of God University, Jesus Christ International, as we sing the song you hear, Girl of the Bell, Ding Dong Ding Dong. Jesus is the Christ Almighty. Amen.
Forgive us
of
the chain, for
have a right to live here to become gods and goddesses. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you and we praise you in the name of Jah Jesus, baby.
Amen. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah
Jesus,
baby.
Now we're going to say Merry Christmas together.
Merry Christmas, baby.
We are here live. We are having fun. We are in the jubilation of Jesus Christ. We honor the Son of God who is full of light, full of majesty, full of power, the authority of Jesus Christ Almighty, Jesus Christ, baby. I tell you, Acts 4:12 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. You shall be delivered. This is the happiness. This is the jubilation. This is the crystallization. This is motivation. This is sanctification. This is exaltation. The 10th chapter of St. John says, I come that you may have life, the 10th verse, and that Jesus said, you may have it more abundantly. Also, Jesus said in the 10th chapter on down, I believe on the 29th verse, plus or minus tax, you look it up, it says that Jesus said, I said ye are gods, unto whom the light of Christ cometh. King James said, unto whom the word of God cometh. Who is the word of God? The living light, the living energy, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. When the light of Christ comes to you, you become a God, God Junior. We're Jesus Juniors walking around here. You see, we are made in the image and likeness of the Son of God. Do you want to live? Do you want to overcome? Who is an overcomer? An overcomer is he that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus is the Christ, the eternal love, eternal energy. 1 John, the 4th chapter, talks about that. Who is the Antichrist? Them that do not confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. So therefore, we know that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, so we are of God. Has Jesus Christ come in your flesh? Do you know Jesus Christ? Are you in love with Jesus Christ? Are you excited about Jesus Christ? Do you know Jesus Christ can see you? Do he know you? He knows when you're scratching your balls. He knows when you're scratching your ear. He knows when you're eating food. He knows when I say Crooked Hillary. Bless Crooked Hillary. He knows everything. He knows everything. Speaking of politics, this is not a politics show, of course, but, you know, it's kind of fun. This is an election year. Now, the nominee of the Republican, Royal Republican Party is Donald John Trump. Donald John Jesus Trump. Okay. Now, before June, I believe, or before the convention, he's supposed to get 1,237 to be the nominee. Well, guess what? You have heard that CNN, Worldwide News, and Fox News all over the planet. Donald John Trump, my brother, has gotten 1,239. He is over. He's over. He is no longer the presumptive nominee. He is the nominee. Let me say it with an attitude. He is the nominee. If you can see me, folks, I'm doing my finger like some of them Canaanite women do. They put their finger like that, put their hand on their hip. But anywho, sweethearts, we're having fun. We love Jesus. Donald John Trump is the nominee of the Royal Republican Party and the United States of America. This is news for all over the world. We're all over the planetary system. So we have, he was already the presumption nominee because he was the head, the only one in the race left. But now he got the delegate amount that he needed. Now, guess what? In June of 2017, 17 minus 1 makes 2016. That's next month. Okay. I think it's June 7th. California has a lot of delegates right up for the Republican Party. I believe it's 2 to 372. The Democrats have 472 or 75, 475. Anywho, we already won, but it just looked good, doesn't it, my brother, for Donald to go ahead and take all the other delegates for the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah.
Because if there's any unsealed delegates or what they call it where they could switch over, he'll be so ahead by the power of Jesus Christ. I tell you, Donald John Trump is on the ball. I speak positive of him because this man has integrity. Him and his family are in love with Jesus, and him and his wife, Melania, they have never argued, my brother. They have never argued. They got differences. They have, as he say, I have my own brain. His wife has his own brain. But they communicate, and as they talk, they never have an argument. And when the news lady was interviewing, she tripped out, my brother. She tripped out. Her tampons almost fell out. She said, what the foley? I just didn't understand. How can that be? You had to have an argument. You got to be stuck in an argument. And the sweetheart wife of Donald, he said, no. We have no arguments. Read my lips. We have no arguments. There are beautiful people in the world today. There are perfect people in the world. You just haven't met them. And then people say, well, how can you say that there is perfect people walking the earth beside Jesus Christ? Well, do you know all 745 billion people on planet Earth? Most of you, the answer is, hell no, player. You don't know all those folks. You don't know every single planet, people on the planet. So there are divine beings walking the earth, sweethearts. There are overcomers. There are translated beings walking this planetary system. There are people who are equal, shall we say, equal to Jesus, but yet Jesus is still on top. But they have entered into a realm of purification. They have entered into a realm of overcoming. That's what this program is all about. So getting back to this great presidential nominee, Donald John Trump, he gets swag. He's positive. He loves people. He's over anxious to debate Crooked Hillary. Why did I say Crooked Hillary? I got it from Donald. I got my son Donald. He taught me that. He said, you know, I can't wait till I debate Crooked Hillary. It just sounds good, my brother. Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary. Oh, the day for Crooked Hillary is coming. But you know what? She may not win because they have Bernie. He's still in the race with the Democrats. And if he wins California, 475 delegates, hey, he might wrap it up under the Democratic Party. Then our great Donald can go and beat his ass and beat him. You see what I'm saying, sweetheart? Don't get mad. We're just having fun in the political world. We love, like you heard us what we said yesterday, 2 weeks ago. We love Crooked Hillary. Let me be nice today. We love, what's her name? We love, what's her title, my brother? What is she, the Secretary of State? I'm all excited.
No, she's not Secretary of State no more.
Okay, the former Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton. We love her. She's a nice girl. She should go home and pray. in the Methodist Church to Jesus and just get out of the race. We love her. Now, all you Hillary fans, don't get upset. But if you want to, it's okay, because she's wonderful, beautiful, crooked Hillary. And we love her, sweethearts. Last week, my brother, I told my brother, I don't really want to see it. He said, you know you want to see it. And I did. And I'm saying it today. I love crooked Hillary. And I love slow Joe. What's Bernie Sanders' name? Bernie Sanders.
That's right.
And the Democrat Party. And you know I love Donald Trump. Sweethearts, you need to laugh. You need to laugh sometimes. You need to get loose. You need to be loose, but not as a goose. You see what I'm saying? You can't be all stiff-necked, because stiff-necked people Christ don't know. You see, to be pure in heart, you have to have fun in Jesus Christ. You got to know what you know. If you got a weakness, he can see you, like I said earlier. Now, Donald Trump, he has integrity, he has poisonous, he has dignity, and I want you to know, I've been following my son very strongly. He loves all people, including the Mexicans. He loves Muslims. He don't agree with the Muslim terrorists, and I don't either. All the Islamic terrorists need to be put at bay. They need to be dealt with properly and respectfully. So he's not prejudiced. I'm not prejudiced. You see, Donald Trump is a man of, like I say, a man of his word. He's a man that wants to bring and make America great. He is a man that wants to put America first. I'm speaking to the United States of America and all those who live over there in the United States of America, the Western world, sweethearts, a land of democracy, a royal republic of freedom. One nation under Jesus Christ, for which it stands, you see, and liberty and justice for all. So you see, sweethearts, Donald John Trump of the Royal Republican Party, he loves Republicans, he loves Democrats, he loves Libertarians, he loves lesbians, gay, straight, bi, queer, whatever you may be. He may not be for all the foolishness. See, there's a difference. We have Jesus Christ's principles. He has Jesus Christ's principles. You've got to stand up for what is true. You have to stand up for the integrity of America as far as speaking of the presidential election. So therefore, Donald John Trump is a man who is strong. He has confidence. He has the willpower. He's vital. He's 69.7. He will be 70 years old in the month of June 14 of this year, 2016. And I am happy for that. And the man got more energy than crooked Hillary probably ever will have. Hillary, we love you, sweetheart. Donald Trump is a man who is a winner. They were saying he will not win. He had outdid all the other 16 candidates. Donald Trump is a man of fun, is a man of joy. Check it out. Check it on the email. What they call that, Instagram. Check it out with his family. They get together. They speak well. They have positive love relationship. And when Donald Trump goes to his crusades, when he has those with their pet rallies and the stirrup rallies, he says, I love you. Love, love. A presidential candidate, one who has love for America, that's who you want to win the White House. He has love for America. He's not an old person that's a socialist head that's out there wants to get 50 states to be smokeaholics with boo, marijuana, and he's not out there as crooked as, I won't say Hillary or anything like that, but he's not a crooked person. His being is set to do the right thing. This coming November, you know in your heart who should be the president of the United States of America. We got to make America great again. We work together with the great candidate, and things will happen. We the people. Remember, the government is with the people, of the people, by the people, and for the people. I am Dr. Sweetie, president of Son of God University, and I approve of this message.
Jah Jesus, baby. You got that right. Jah Jesus.
Jah Jesus.
Of the great nation of United States of America, the great republic of which we stand. Yes. America is a great nation. It can continue to be a great nation, but we need good leadership, like my brother says. You know, right now, the only leadership we see is Donald Jesus Trump. Now, my brother spoke a lot about Jesus, so you know where he's coming from. So everybody has the Christ-like within them. Everybody knows what's going on. You know, the media can just mess everything up. So you can't really go by the media all the time. A lot of times you got to go with your intuition, what the Holy Spirit tells you within your consciousness. you know, because the media can really get things out of whack, you know. So always depend on the divine intelligence within you, which is the Holy Spirit, which is that seed of Christ, not the seed of money that the pimps want you.
Right.
You know, they want your money. They twist it around. It's supposed to be the seed of Christ, or better yet, Jesus Christ was speaking of the seed in the fields, and he was speaking of your thoughts. But they twist it around and says, we want your money. I want you to give me my money. Give me your money. But we're talking about the seed of Christ. Once you have the seed of Christ, that's the kingdom of heaven that Jesus was talking about. He said the kingdom of heaven is within you. It's all around you. It's all through you. The kingdom is all around you. You walk in the kingdom on earth. Remember, as you are walking towards becoming a god and a goddess, you walk in the kingdom of victory. You have the Holy Spirit around you. As you be still and know I am God, that stillness starts to radiate out around you. And that's your protecting force. You can't have a protecting force if you don't be still and know that I am God within you. How are you going to have anything to protect you? You got to spend time with that force, and that force will radiate the energy around you. As it radiates, it protects you from any negative stuff. And as you praise, angels will attend you. You can have thousands of angels. It depends on how much time you spend in prayer. Remember, each being, you are a god. Angels serve you. I know a lot of people run after angels, but remember, angels are your servants. You know, as you praise the living Christ, which is God Jesus, Holy Spirit within you, then as you praise God Jesus, the angels will attend you and continue to abide with you, are around you. And the more praises, the more angels. The more tiny spells, the more angels, you know. Then you have the gods. Then the gods can be. See, heavenly beings want to be around beings that praise God Jesus. So as you praise God Jesus, you have that divine, intelligent Holy Spirit that's coming alive around you, that's coming, that's flowing all around you. Then you have the angels. You have ministering angels. You have healing angels. You have all these angels that's around you. See, everybody has two angels, but then, too, as you praise, you can start get thousands of angels, and then you start having the gods attend you. And then when you say, Jesus, baby, then the gods start to come, everybody starts to come your way. They start to beg you because you are saying the most powerful name in the universe, and you are living the life, and you have the power of the Holy Ghost around you. And as you say it, it radiates out into the universe. And then as it radiates, it comes back with angels and gods all around you, protecting you and guiding you, whatever you need. Remember, as you seek the kingdom of God, everything else will come to you. Everything. That's material wealth, everything. Remember, everybody who praises that divine and tells the Holy Spirit was rich. Look at, most people think of King Solomon as just women that had concubines and he was good with the women. No, he outgrew that. Remember, he was the wisest man on earth. How was? He knew about the Christ within. He knew about the Holy Ghost. He knew about the Son of God, God Jesus. He was praising the Son of God, God Jesus. That's why he was the wisest man on earth. He's the wise man. He was rich. See, when you have the Holy Ghost, you are naturally rich on earth. Most of these men that was praising God Jesus within them was very rich.
Like Donald Trump.
Very rich. It's nothing wrong with Donald Trump being rich. You mean people are hung up on that. Why are you hung up on them? You want somebody that knows how to make money.
Amen.
You don't want somebody to have a successful business.
That's right.
Why would you want a poor man for your president? You know, this guy has been out in the world. He's been to all kinds of schools, very educated, and he's a billionaire. Don't you want a president like that? That's the kind of president. He's been in the working world. He knows how to work. Most of these dillywinks that's in there, they don't work. All they are is lawyers, and they just try to do all this other stuff. He's with us, my brothers and sisters.
Amen. Yes.
He's been out there working with the people. Most of them haven't worked a job, you know. They may do a few hours. They're in the Senate, and they've been in there too long. 15 years, 20 years, 30, that's too long. the founding fathers wanted you to go in there, do your duty, and come out. They didn't mean for you to spend a long lifetime of like a career politician.
And do nothing.
And do nothing. A politician. Look what I say, a politician. You're supposed to be in there as servants. Remember, they are our servants. They're supposed to do what we say do. We are kings and queens. See, this Democrat, the way America's set up, it's set up for people who have the Christ-like. When you have the Christ-like, you know what to do, how to do stuff. You don't want to go free doom and you start burning the flag. See, that's going way too far. And then you have some people say, well, let's have marijuana in the whole state of the United States of America. Let's just smoke it up, you know. No, you know, like, you want to have some integrity. You don't want that. You know what's right. If people want to smoke, people are going to smoke. But you don't need to make a law, you know.
Right.
You don't make a law, you know, about anything. But as you live the laws of Jesus, you would know who to vote for. You would know what to do. This country is built on people. Look how it started. People had the light of Christ within them. They started a country. It's hard to start a country. You know, they started a country. How did they do it? They did it with the light of Christ within them. They did it with, remember, angels was helping these beings. George Washington, you know, angels was around them, helping them. You know, how do you think they did that? How do you think they prayed to the living God? They weren't churchy people. They were spiritual people. I call it the Fantastic Four. You have George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin. He wasn't the president, but he was major with the other countries getting money for to start this country. So this is a divine destiny of this country to be on top. It's a divine destiny. We have we move the world. America moves the world, and we got to continue. But we got to have high principles. We can't have everybody smoking pot everywhere. That brings you down, and then everybody is high all the time. You know, that's not the way. You want to be high in the Christ light, Jesus light. That's what you want to be high in, baby. You want to move with the force of light. You want to become a god and a goddess. That's our destiny, especially in America. We have all the riches. What's next? It's the spirituality. We're missing that. That's why Son of God University is here. It's a revolution. The revival is here. We are the revival. You're looking for the revival? The revival is here, my brothers. Son of God University, we are the revival. Over a billion, way over a billion listeners on the planet Earth. Then we have the people in the hellish realm that Jesus allowed to listen to our program. So they are being delivered. Then we have the people in the celestial realm, trillions, thousands of heavenly realms. You know, they are listening. So this is a planetary system production. Jesus, baby.
Jesus, you hit it right on the thumbs, baby. And I got two thumbs on one nosey. And he take me nose off me thumbs. Thank you, my brother. My nose is now off my thumbs. You see, sweethearts, we dedicate this program, at least this portion of it anyway, to the great memorial celebration in the United States of America. We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under Jesus Christ, baby. And with liberty and to the republic, which it stands, look at, which it stands indivisible with liberty and justice and for hamburgers for all. Now, I added that part. That's not the original. I said hamburgers because I know a lot of Americans will be doing hamburgers or barbecues, steak burgers. You know, they'll be doing different celebrations to recognize the great America. You hear my sweetheart brother speak about the great four and how the forefathers and the founding fathers, how they got this country going as they were moved by the Holy Spirit light of Christ. This is what it's all about, sweetheart. We started with the spiritual movement, and we got to continue with the spiritual movement. Happy birthday, America, July the 2nd, 2016. And I know it's celebrated on the 4th of July, but the document was officially signed on July the 2nd. So we're just wrapping from Memorial Day to July the 2nd and 4th of July already. And while we're on the roll, this will go right on to Labor Day and the first Monday in September Day. Will you rest from your labor? Labor Day was meant to relax and to clear your throat like I'm doing now. How? Glory to Jesus. Think about that commercial that goes bad to the bone. And they do that, how, you know, I'm going to get a commercial spirit at times, baby, because I'll be hearing these things on television. But, sweethearts, I tell you, this is time to celebrate Jesus. You see, because America the Great in the Western Hemisphere, the Western world, is a great nation. We love America. I served in the U.S. military, the United States Navy. I'm a proud sailor, and I feel good about it. And I love America. We love America, my brother and I and all of the Son of God University, and we speak a glorious, happy memorial celebration in the United States of America, and matter of fact, all around the world, because a lot of people around the world, they know it's our great day, you know, memorial to the soldiers that I spoke earlier, and we also, while we're at it, we're saluting the firefighters and the police department that gave their lives for mankind, although they're not on the federal level of military. But, you know, they get me. Is that right, my brother? You would say
to honor
and bless them because they go through hell.
Yeah.
They went through hell. How you like being a policeman in NYPD in New York City? Or how you like being a police in New Mexico when Donald Trump had his great rally and them hooligans were rioting, turning over police cars just the other day? You know, and they had a hell of a job to deal with. And then over there in San Diego, California, Anaheim, Disneyland, California area, you know, the police has to be on top of it. Linden, Washington, and the Puget Sound region, that's probably the most mellow place. There was no riots. You know, they had it under control. But all them other areas, they had some riots, you know, to a degree, especially in New Mexico, the state of New Mexico that I'm speaking of, but Albuquerque. But we're glad here, this is all part of America, to be proud of America, as our presidential candidate said, make America great again. Make America first. And that's what it's all about, you see. And so we're thankful to be in this great land that Jesus Christ owns, founded on Jesus Christ's principles, founded on the movement of the Holy Ghost. You say, what does this have to do with spirituality? Everything, knucklehead, you heard us talk about Jesus Christ. You heard us say how the forefathers were moved by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So we want you to wake up, sweethearts, and don't be an ICU. You know, which is an ignorant carbon unit. If you are, it's okay. Pray to Jesus. Remember, no statement or question is too insignificant for Jesus or for us. We're here for you. We're here to educate you, to let you know the glory of the light of Jesus Christ. It's imperative to call on the name of Jesus Christ. You heard my sweetheart brother, His Royal Highness, he spoke about King Solomon. I believe he built the biggest basilica in the world. That big temple was so big, it was the size of a city. And that temple, he said, I have built thee a temple, O great Jesus, or Jesus, whether I understand English. And he said, I built a temple for thee, because he knew about the Son of God, you see. Some versions say, I built this temple for thee, O Jehovah. That's cool, because Jehovah is the Father, but the Father is the Son. And the Father said, gave all authority. Is that correct, my brother?
Oh, yes.
All power to Jesus. And so we are to worship Jesus. And so King Solomon, he knew of the greatness and the glory of Jesus. And so he built the temple. And he said, oh, great Jesus, this temple I have built thee, it's fabulous. But even this temple is nothing for thee, for the heaven. And the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much more this house I have built for thee. Right there, the young lad, King Solomon, recognized the omnipresence of Holy Spirit. He said, dig that. He said, the heaven of heavens, my brother, the heaven of heavens, unlimited. There are many heavens. There ain't no one, two, or four. Yeah. It's many, many. There's no limit to the Christ creation. And so he said, the heaven of heavens declare thy glory, and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much this temple, which I said, the size of Bellevue, Washington, a city. And so that temple is some kind of temple. Now, if you want to know what Bellevue, Washington looked like, or the dimensions, think of Seattle, Washington, those who've been around, or maybe a medium city like maybe Albuquerque or something, New Mexico, or Santa Monica, California. Take that and divide it into a fourth of that city. That's a big temple. You see, that's a big temple because they used to sacrifice. Matter of fact, King Solomon, my brother, sacrificed 1,000 bulls. That's something to think about. He gave it to Jehovah. Why did I say Jehovah now? Because he sacrificed the bulls to Jehovah to honor Jesus who was to come. You see, because remember, King Solomon lived in the B.C. time. That's the Old Testament time. That was before Christ came in human form. So They had to do animal sacrifices and stuff like that. And King Solomon, he sacrificed 1,000, I believe, to Jehovah. And Jehovah received it. Just take a really good barbecue cow scent going up. And the saints probably said, man, I want some of that. It smelled good. You see? So that's the way it was. And Solomon recognized the omnipresence. Jeremiah 23rd chapter, verse 23 and 24, Yahweh speaks and says, can any hide himself from me that I do not see him? Yahweh, feel, F-I-L-L. I feel the heavens and the earth. Look at that again. Omnipresent. Energy everywhere present. There is nowhere God can't see you. Everywhere you go or is and try to hide, you are seen. You are known. You are recognized. O saints of the Most High, Jesus Christ, and O ye sinners and O ye killers, and all you who cutting heads off and chopping off necks in the Middle East and in America and over there in San Bernardino, California, where they did it the other day, and France and Switzerland and Germany and the USA and various places, the Almighty can see you. Look on your dollar bill. Look on the American dollar bill. It's got the innominus or plurus. We are one out of many or many out of one. It's got the all-seeing eye, my brother. You've seen it with the pyramid suspended above. I heard, like I said the other yesterday month, I heard some Christian people were speaking against that the insignia. They say, oh, that's New Age. Well, Christ Jesus is the Lord of all ages, you see? So therefore, like I said before, and I'll say it again, if you wonderful, beautiful saints and Christians who do not like the dollar bill, hey, baby, yo, baby, send all your dollar bills and mail them to me. Sweetie Christ, post office box.
Tell them what that means.
Okay.
What the dollar bill means is that. So since the New Age, they think it's New Age, tell them why is that pyramid suspended above and it has
okay, right. Because you got the information on the internet about the address.
Yeah.
You can get that.
Yeah.
And so just send all your dollar bills to me. I won't get mad. Okay, or to Son of God University. Anywho, that pyramid on there represents the all-seeing eye of the Almighty. The all-seeing, you see the eye, and it's for mankind can overcome. It's the rejected. It's the rejected factor that mankind has rejected down the ages. The all-seeing eye, the capstone, represents the Holy Spirit, the minute rays of light, the almighty energy, God Jesus, the central intelligence agency. You see, that is important. Now, we know there's a CIA movement, but we're not related to that. The CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency of the Holy Spirit. So no one to think we're law impersonators. We would not take that glory away from the CIA. We love you and we respect you, you know, for what you're doing. But this intelligence force, this omnipresent energy, is the light of Christ. That emblem represents you and I and all human beings. We have the Christ energy inside of our physical body, and we can overcome, like my sweetheart brother has said many times, our destiny is to become gods and goddesses. We are to live forever in human form without getting old, without getting ugly, without falling down like Crooked Hillary, without being weak. I know I'm picking on Hillary, but really I love her. If I mention her a lot, that's because I really love the woman. I really do. She's a blessed woman. Now, in a candidate, she works hard. This all-seeing eye, sweethearts, this all-seeing eye. Now, look at it again. Picture in your mind, on the you got eyesight, you can see. And those who don't have eyesight like me right now, I know what it looks like because I've seen it before. That eye is penetrating the all-seeing eye of the Almighty God. Jaja Susie is looking at you. Jaja Susie, remember, Christ's energy lives in every individual. Is that right, my brother?
Oh, yeah.
And every human being on the planet and out of the planet, the light of Christ sees everything. That's what they call Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh means the God who sees and also the God who provides. So, therefore, this all-seeing eye is the master within us. We are to worship Jesus. This light in us is what the dollar bill portrays. You see the arc of the rays of light going around that all-seeing eye. And the pyramid, it represents the humankind or human man. We are the temple. The pyramid represents the temple. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, verified in the book of Corinthians. So therefore, if we are the temple of this great light of Christ that's everywhere present, we all have access to this, my sweetheart friends and brothers and sisters and wonderful beings. We have access to purity. We have access as we praise this glorious all-seeing eye in us, the Holy Spirit. You praise while you still your thoughts, you still your mind. And it's very simple. You can say, sweet Jesus, I love you. Dear Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. 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 It's not a bunch of words, really. It's really from the heart, from the soul. You can say that 199 times and feel good. As you do it within your inner being, you can do it within. You don't have to do it out loud, you see, because when you praise, praise, love, and gratitude is an intimate thing. This Holy Spirit is within us. You don't have to shout it on the housetops because the light of Christ can hear everything you say. This is the meaning of what the dollar bill has that on the reverse side of the president that's on there, that George Washington, that this eye and this temple built, the pyramid and the radiation light going everywhere, that is holy. That is the Urim and the Thurim that was spoken of in the book of Exodus and also in the book of Mormon, that these great powers of Holy Spirit, sweetheart, is in you. This is the most important subject of the universe. This is why we are on the air. We could be swimming in the South China Sea right now, bawling and relaxing on this Memorial Weekend, but we are here on the air because of you. We love you. We don't need this program. We don't even need to do it. But we do it of ourselves. But the light of Jesus Christ in us has moved us to do this, that you might hear the Holy Spirit speak through two beautiful voices on the air on the planet. And we love you, sweethearts. So this is the name of the game, that all thing I is the love of Christ, the love energy within the physical body and the spirit body. This great pyramid of Giza that's on the dollar bill is major. Now, ministers have spoken against it. They say, oh, that's a New Age deal, and that's that, and it's that, and this is like this, and like that, and like this, and it's like this, like that. You heard that one before. But anywho, I'm in a pretty cool move here, baby, as I'm always is. So the meaning, you are hearing it. It is real. The word Israel means children of love and light. Israel. Israel. Christ is real, you see. So this light on the dollar bill or that all-seeing eye represents the all-seeing eye in the all-knowing mind of Jesus, you see. This creator has redeemed us, and we are allowed to have that emblem. And also, to add to it, this emblem that was selected for the every paper slip of money in the United States of America was directed and moved by the Spirit of Almighty God. A lot of people don't know that. It's verified in the book of Annalise Skyrin, and you get her volumes, The Year of Gods, To God the Glory, Temple of God, Secrets of Eternity, Celestial Songs of Creation, Man Triumphant, Beyond Mortal Boundaries, and Book of Books. That's 8 books so far. We're in a 9th book because we're activating it right now, live to you over the airways. So, sweethearts, check it out, Annalise Skyrin, and the affidavit is that she was translated. Some folks thought she died back in 1986, April Fool's. It ain't true. You know, they put it on the internet because someone didn't like her. And I'm not going to go into the church that didn't like her. But anywho, she's straight. She wasn't crooked. She's straight. She loved Jesus. And they got the record that she was translated in 1951 in the great month of June, the same month that Donald Trump was born and somebody else was born. Glory to Jesus. But anywho, as we're moving right along, talk some more about that light, my brother.
The light. The light of Christ. The powerful light, as my brother says. That light is vitally important.
Yes.
It's in the scripture. The light of the sun, the sun of light, the light. They always talk about the S-U-N in the Bible. It used to be S-U-N. Then
right.
They changed the S-O-N, but it was a lot of S-U-N in the Bible. And that pertains to the light of Christ within you, the Holy
yes.
Ghost. That Holy Ghost is vitally important. It's vitally important. And it's vitally important that you be still with the Holy Ghost, because you can have the Holy Ghost and you can ignore the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Like
right.
Many people are. They're ignoring the Holy Ghost. They're going too much. It's good to be in it, but they're too much into the affairs of the world instead of having that under control and then still have time for your inner Christ spiritual. Everybody needs something spiritual about it. Everybody has it. It's within you. You know, you can go to church if you want to. You know how we talked about that. But
yes.
Your main spirituality is within you. Remember, Jesus built your temple, and he built it with the Holy Ghost, that divine side within each of us. It's a divine side. It's a consciousness. You, everybody has a consciousness. If you shoot a nigga, you know you're going to feel it. You should have some kind of feeling like you shouldn't have did that.
Right.
You
right.
know, if you don't have that, then you on the wrong side of the tracks, my brother. You know, so the point is that everybody has a conscience. When you steal something, when you commit adultery, you have a feeling. But sometimes you throw that feeling aside, but it's the feeling that's rebuking you. You know that ain't right.
Right.
Nigga, you know that ain't right. Why are you doing that?
Yeah,
so they're telling that. So you're doing it,
right,
and you
right.
know it's wrong.
That's right.
You know, that's the light of Christ talking to you. And then when you do something good, the light of Christ pats you on the back.
Right.
That's a good feeling. You feel good. When you help somebody do something, you feel good. That's the light of Christ within you telling you. It's a feeling. It's a voice, but it's a feeling that you know that you can feel and know. It's an inner knowing.
Right.
It's kind of hard to put into words, but you people that's been in those particular situation, you know what I mean.
Yes.
It's the feeling, and then there's a feeling going to a voice. It's just kind of hard. I can't put it in words. You have to experience it. See, we may say stuff on the air, but you have to activate it and experience it. It's no good just hearing us and tickling your ears.
Right.
You got to activate it. You know, you got to be doers of the word. You know, you hear the word, and the word is the living word within you. Remember, you have the word. How did the word go onto the Bible? Because people had the living word within them, and they wrote what the living word told them to write. So the living word is within you. That's the light of Christ.
Amen.
People say, oh, the word is the Bible. Yeah, but the living word is within you. Everybody has the living word. That's why you can read the Bible, and the living word, if you're in tune with the Christ light, the living word can correct the mistakes, because, you know, man makes mistakes. So when he wrote the Bible, it's some things, some errors in there, and through the light of Christ, the living word within you, it can correct it, because it was the word that wrote the Bible through an individual. So the living word is very important. You are the word of God. When you speak, we're speaking the word of God. The word of God has come through us. It's the living word of God. You know, it's blessing you. You feel it. It's a feeling. That's why we got over 1 billion listeners, because you're feeling what we're saying. And even in the celestial realm, they're feeling what we're saying. Even in the hellish realms, even down to Taurus, they're feeling what we're saying. That's how come a lot of them are being delivered. They're feeling the power of Jah Jesus. When you say Jah Jesus, it's a power, and they're feeling that, you know, and they're being delivered in the celestial realms too, and definitely on earth, those who have physical bodies. When you chant Jah Jesus, it's a feeling. You start to feel it more and more. As you spend time with Jah Jesus, you start to feel it more and more. The living word, you're making it come alive in you. You're becoming alive. Your whole being is becoming alive. Your hair is starting to stand up on your head. You're becoming alive. you know how you get shocked? You're becoming alive, baby. You're becoming alive, baby. That's what it's about. People want to be alive. People want energy. Everybody's drinking these monster drinks, turning into a monster, but you want energy. You want cosmic energy, cosmic Jah Jesus energy.
That's it.
That's what you want. You want the energy. Everybody wants energy. People want the truth. People want the energy. People want to feel good. People want to feel happy. People want peace of mind. Where do you get that from? Jah
Jesus
within you, baby. The good Holy Ghost. That's where you get it. As you spend time with Jah Jesus, then it starts to rise, your peace of mind. See, you don't need to worry. Worry, you go around in circles.
Point, 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 point.
And you go around and around and around.
And around.
You're just going to go around in circles. You know,
it.
You don't want to do it. You're not going to. People who worry, that's a curse.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, worry, no, yes. that's not good. That is not good. That is very evil. You're just going around to the pitfall. You're going down, down, down. It just takes you way down. You don't worry. There's nothing to worry about. How is worry going to fix anything? It's not going to fix nothing. What you should be doing is praising and praise Jah Jesus.
That's right.
And ask for that, whatever it is, to be be solved.
Amen.
You give it to the light of Christ,
Christ
within you.
Yes.
You know, you praise God, Jesus. Worry is not going to help. You can worry all day. That's not going to change nothing. What's going to change is the power of prayer. The power of prayer is praise, love, and gratitude. That was praise, a high, happy prayer. See, prayer is happiness. When
right.
you pray, you gratitude. Thank you, Jesus, for this.
Yes.
That's prayer. That's gratitude. When you gratitude, things multiply. Gratitude, happiness,
yes.
thanksgiving.
Thank you,
as you thankful,
yes.
things, blessings happen. You thankful. Praise and thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. You're praising Jesus. You're worshiping Jesus.
Yes.
Love, and then you love Jesus. Jesus, I love you. That's prayer. That is the highest prayer you can do, my loving brothers. As you pray with the love, with the gratitude, you are praying with the intent of your heart of love. When you give that love, it comes back. When you give that gratitude, it comes back. When you give that praise, that comes back. That prayer. Now, these old ding-dong prayers that you hear these people on the ministers, that, you know, come on. You know, it's not going like Annalise Scarlin said, the goddess. She said, it's not going no higher than the temple or
right.
the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
She said, it's not going nowhere. You can pray those prayers. First of all, they're praying to the wrong God. Second, they say Father. They think about Jehovah.
Right.
He don't have no power on this earth. Powerful being. It's God Jesus. What are you praying to the Father for? And then you're grumbling, old Father. And then you get this deep voice and you
wow.
grunt like you're crying or
wow.
something.
Wow.
No, that's not going nowhere. That doesn't go nowhere. That doesn't get Jesus' attention. That doesn't get Holy Ghost attention.
That doesn't
get nobody attention,
that's
my loving
right.
brother.
That's right.
That gets nobody attention. You're wasting time. We do not have wasted time to waste.
No.
This is 2016, baby.
That's right.
This is Jesus air. That's what it's
that's
about.
That's right, baby. The canon. Glory to Jesus. I tell you, sweetheart, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And may the eternal Jesus Christ bless you and guide you and lift you up. And may you prosper in the light of Christ. And remember, the power, like my brother, we have brother said, the power of stillness is Jesus Christ. You commune. You can be in a soft, mellow, relaxing, very white style music or whatever it takes, or no music at all, preferably, and just get into the field. Cut that television off, cut that DVR off, cut that cell phone off, and wrap to the Lord Jesus Christ. And feel and heal and thrill the inner voice. It works. I tell you, my eyesight, I can feel it. I can see my brother to a degree right there. If I'm pointing to you right, brother, I'm pointing like he's right there, and I can see a form. Not only do I hear his voice, I can see a form. I look at the mirror, and I can see my big mom. I'm man. I've been doing that for 8 years. The power of... I want to tell you, sweetheart, healing comes. Healing is real. Get excited. As we say good day and good night, and God Jesus bless you until we meet again live on the air at June 12th, 2016. You can get the archives free, no charge. We give them freely. You can listen to them over and over and get excited. Good day.
God Jesus, baby.
Peace.